your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, a patchy fog, chance for rain showers, cloud cover high of 60, southeast winds breezy. Showers and thunderstorms for tonight will drop to around 42 and winds breezy out of the southeast. Sunny skies on Saturday were at 63 degrees for your high temperature. Northwest winds will be gusting around 25 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, 48 degrees.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Farm Service Agency bringing more employees back to some of its local offices, according to a statement. As much as half of FSA workers can be back on site in service centers that are doing mission-critical work. FSA offices have been limited to having 25% of the workers on site. USDA statement said the change was based on advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Even with employees working remotely, program sign-up levels and other service levels are consistent with the last 2 years, the statement said. Well, North Dakota John Hovind, top Republican on the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, been pushing USDA to get as many employees as possible back to local offices. He said farmers would prefer to go into those local offices and talk with staff in person. Hovind also says he's working with sponsors of the Growing Climate Solutions Act on a way to fund the legislation. Hovind also says he's considering co-sponsoring the bill. The Senate Ag Committee's top Republican, Senator John Bozeman, objecting to the using farm program funding for the bill. So Hovind has been listing other ways to find money. The bill would put USDA in charge of certifying credit verification services. But yesterday at the first major press conference, President Biden vowed to block China from reaching what he said was a goal of becoming the most powerful and wealthy country in the world. He said it's not going to happen on his watch. The U.S. is going to continue to grow and expand, he said, not looking for confrontation, although we know that there will be steep, steep competition. The U.S. will need to invest much more in scientific research to match the Chinese, he said. Biden said he'll be meeting with allied democracies to make sure on the same page when it comes to dealing with China. And Biden didn't give any clues on the next steps in dealing with the U.S.-China trade war or the Phase 1 trade deal and tariffs that remain in place. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the debate goes on at the federal level regarding the H.R. 1 bill in the U.S. Senate discussing the centralization of elections across the nation, Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas came out in strong opposition of the bill, saying that the bill is unconstitutional.
This legislation, it is a monstrosity because it takes something that is important and valuable to Kansans and transfers the authority, the right to vote, the ability to vote, the sanctity of our elections, transfers that authority to the nation's capital. The Constitution says it belongs with the states.
At the same time, the senator also came out in strong opposition against getting rid of the filibuster to try and pass the bill.
It protects the minorities, and it brings people together in a necessity to get legislation passed with 60 votes. Do not use this monstrosity of a bill to further erode the power of United States senators and their ability to represent the American people.
That was Senator Jerry Moran in Washington, D.C. Good American Network News.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
A former Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy who fled to Turkey after being accused of child sex crimes made his first court appearance after being returned to Kansas. Derek Chandler was charged after an investigation by Wellington police. Authorities say he fled to Turkey during the investigation. He was extradited from Budapest, Hungary on Tuesday. During his court appearance on Thursday, a judge ordered Chandler to be held on $1 million bond. Authorities have said the charges relate to abuse of one victim over several months. In other news, Dodge City police say a man whose body was found during a weekend was killed by a single shot to the head. Four people have been arrested in the death of 18-year-old Zacharias Giannino of Dodge City. His body was found on Sunday last weekend, but police believe he was killed on January 28th. Police Chief Drew Francis says 19-year-old Tyrese Jackson and 31-year-old Lakendra Lewis was booked into the Ford County Jail on possible charges of first-degree murder. Two juveniles were also arrested. Francis says Giannino's body was outside in a secluded area in cold temperatures since his shooting preserved his remains. Good American Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, Good Friday. Nebraska lawmakers have given initial approval to a bill that would bar ethanol plants from using chemically treated seed corn to make their product in response to a small-town facility that's facing heavy criticism and a lawsuit for repeated environmental violations. The measure that lawmakers advanced 43-0 is aimed at the Alt-N ethanol plant in Meade, a town of 567 people about 35 miles west of Omaha. The plant is the only one in Nebraska that uses pesticide-covered seed corn that's considered unsuitable for other uses. The state of Nebraska saw a decline in both new and continued unemployment claims last week. The Nebraska Department of Labor says it received 1,523 new regular unemployment claims and 11 pandemic-related unemployment claims from March 14th through the 20th. That is down a total of 60 from the previous week. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. This weekend, local merchants from Washington, Marshall, and Nemahal counties are teaming up for a Junk and Trail event with a series of stops, including the Sunflower Mercantile in Barnes, Dirt Road and Dandelions in Waterville, and Elsie Grace's The Treasure Chest and the Allstadt Gallery in Frankfort. Main Street Beatrice will host the annual Chocolate Lovers Extravaganza all day this Saturday, with registration at the Vintage Venue downtown at 620 Court Street, opening at 10 a.m., and shopping until 3. A house fire Thursday evening in Riley County was reported shortly before 8 p.m. south of Randolph at Barton Road. Extensive damage was initially reported, with the occupants escaping safely. Firemen were on the scene for several hours, and the cause remains under investigation. An injury accident was reported March 16th in Marshall County. Simeon Wassum of Frankfort and Janet Helmrich's Summerfield collided at the U.S. 36 K-99 intersection south of Beatty. Helmrich's was transported to CMH in Marysville, where she was treated and released. Marysville has opened the city brush dump site for the season with hours Saturday and Sunday afternoons 1 to 5 and Wednesdays 4 until 6. The Marshall County Transfer Station will also be opening the first Saturday each month, 8 to 2, beginning April 3rd. While Kansas begins March 27th, the annual program encourages active participation and includes physical exercise, healthy nutrition choices, and stress management. The program runs through May 22nd, and details are available as well as sign-up options through county extension offices in Kansas. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts stopped in Diller Wednesday among three stops statewide, recognizing National Ag Day. He visited the Diller Locker Plant, as well as a meat processing plant in Johnson and an implement company in Hebron. A bridge replacement project on K-99, 2 miles south of Frankfort, is underway, with the first phase establishing a temporary detour just west of the existing bridge. As a result, Vista Road access will be closed. The existing bridge will be replaced in Phase 2, with work to be complete this September, weather permitting. Final grading will complete the project. Traffic may be delayed or slowed at times during construction on the $2 million project. Work is to begin Monday on U.S. 77 north of Beatrice, including culvert, bridge, and concrete repairs, as well as lighting, median, and guardrail replacement, grading, and asphalt overlay. Traffic may be slowed along U.S. 77 during work along a 7-mile stretch from a mile north of the Pickrell intersection on the $10.5 million project. Youth that are 14 or 15 must complete a tractor safety course to be legally employed. To help prepare youth for the upcoming work season, River Valley Extension District will be hosting a virtual tractor safety class using Zoom technology that will allow students to participate in a session from their home or another remote location with reliable internet or cellular connection. The virtual sessions will take place March 27th and April 10th. Prospective students can check availability and ask questions prior to registering by contacting the River Valley Extension District office at 527-5084 or email Rebecca Zach at zrebecca@ksu.edu. The course will meet the requirements of the U.S. Department of Labor's Hazardous Occupations Order for Agriculture, which requires youth ages 14 and 15 who wish to work as a hired employee for someone other than a parent or legal guardian and operate a farm tractor 20 horsepower or greater, must successfully pass a tractor safety training program. Wilbur Stowes, age 87, of Odell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Lanham. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 9. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Wilbur Stowes. Regis L. Kelzer, age 89, of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the Sacred Heart Cemetery at Baileyville. Rosary Friday at 2 at the Lauer Funeral Home, with a Rosary Friday at 7:30 at the church. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Regis Kelzer. Gregory L. Greg Brungart, age 66, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Private family burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Greenleaf. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Greg Brungart. Travis W. Landreth, age 67, of Axtell, passed away January 14. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Salem Lutheran Church, southwest of Axtell. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Travis Landreth.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA, PPP, forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
At the Astro 3 Theater, we have movies every day, and this week they're all brand new. Walt Disney's latest animated show, Raya and the Last Dragon. The sci-fi adventure, Chaos Walking, starring Tom Holland. And Tom and Jerry, classic cat-and-mouse comedy for all ages. If you can't make it to a show, then come on by to get some real movie theater popcorn for your home entertainment. We also have the new 2021 Family's First Punch cards, two movies and 10 drinks or popcorns for only $20. Great movies of friends and family, and lots of room for social distancing at the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We are expecting warmer air to arrive today for your Friday and last into next week, with our high temperatures warming well into the 60s. Our main chance for precipitation does come this afternoon into this evening with our next system. We could see a few strong to severe storms for areas, especially in northeastern Kansas. Otherwise, do expect dry and warm weather as we head towards your upcoming weekend. This afternoon, we have a chance for showers developing, otherwise cloud cover as we warm to a high around 60. Showers and thunderstorms for tonight will drop to around 42, and winds breezy out of the southeast. Sunny skies on Saturday, we're at 63 degrees for your high temperature. Northwest winds will be gusting around 25 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
Build the best Easter basket ever. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville makes it easy to surprise your loved ones. Start with a gorgeous basket and fill it with Melissa and Doug toys, sports team merchandise, luxury personal care items for him and her, interactive plush animals, and Russell Stover candy. Make it the best Easter ever with Reflections Hallmark. More than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature late March 60, record high on this day 90. The average low 34 and the record low is 5 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:21, sunset this evening at 7:45.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Before the modern food age, the first spring greens of the season were a big deal. All about the tradition of spring tonics today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 26th, the 85th day of the year. Singer Diana Ross has a birthday, and poet Robert Frost was born on this day in 1874. Old-timers were firm believers in tonics made from the early greens of spring. They may have been onto something. We've since learned that those greens are packed with all kinds of beneficial vitamins and nutrients. To concoct your own tonic, dandelion greens may be your easiest bet. When boiled, the kettle water is full of water-soluble vitamins. Or simply toss a few greens into your next salad. Another favorite tonic was sassafras tea, brewed from the roots of leaves of sassafras saplings. Just one word of caution, be sure any vegetation you gather hasn't been treated with fertilizer or pesticides. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Crosley washer and dryer, $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Calling all chocolate lovers. It's a day of chocolate indulgence in downtown Beatrice this Saturday with the Chocolate Lovers Shopping Day Extravaganza. Register at Vintage Venue, 620 Court Street at 10 a.m. and enjoy chocolates, shopping, dining, and pop-up shops through 3 in the afternoon. Visit MainStreetBeatrice.org for more details on the Chocolate Lovers Shopping Day Extravaganza.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson has signed a one-year deal to stay in Chiefs Kingdom, according to reports. Last year, Robinson hauled in 45 passes for 466 yards and 3 touchdowns in the regular season. Since being drafted in 2016, he's recorded 120 receptions, 1,415 yards, and 11 touchdowns. Robinson joins fellow wide receiver Byron Pringle in returning to the Kansas City Chiefs. If you missed it, Kansas State Athletic Director Gene Taylor and Kansas State University have agreed to a contract extension. It includes a significant jump in base salary to $925,000 per year through June of 2027. That's a substantial increase from the $450,000 he was making. Taylor last year agreed to a 13% pay cut to help with budget problems, which were caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Make it 8 in a row for Kevin Kisner. The defending champion in the Dell Technologies match play built a big lead over Justin Thomas and then hung on to beat the number 2 seed in 17 holes. Kisner's streak is the 5th longest streak since his tournament began in 1999. Tiger Woods holds the record at 13 in a row from 2003 to 2005. Bob McIntyre of Scotland gave the world's number 1 player all he could handle before Dustin Johnson rallied just to escape with a tie. McIntyre built a 2-up lead with 3 holes to play when Johnson birdied on the 16th and then tied the match with a tough 18-footer. U.S. Open champion Bryson DeChambeau won his second match as a pro with a 2-1 victory over Siwoo Kim. DeChambeau was trailing with 5 holes to play when he rallied to win. College baseball, the Jayhawks and the West Virginia Mountaineers begin a 3-game series today. First pitch at 5:30. I'm Rick Averett with a look at your Friday Kansas sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
If you lived without electricity, either by choice or simply because of the location you lived, where would you go to find modern conveniences that didn't need kilowatts to make them run? There's a good chance you'd come here. It's the shopping mall for those who don't use electricity, so to speak, and it's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Jay Lehman lived into his 90s, passing away just last year. I enjoyed the time I got to visit with Jay and his daughter a few years ago. We talked about the store that bears the family name here in Kidron, Ohio. They perhaps never imagined what it would become today. The store originally catered mostly to the local Amish, supplying them with non-electric appliances and tools. Although the Amish are still customers, Glenda Lehman Irvin says the relationship has changed over the years.
What is perhaps the ultimate irony, our major customer base is now our major vendor base because they make our baskets, our hickory rockers, our wooden wheelbarrows. There are very few places in the United States where you can find quality craftspeople to make those products.
As Amish communities grow, there may be more than enough people to work the land, meaning the Amish need to find jobs outside of farming.
When Dad started the company, one of his goals was to preserve the Amish way of life by providing them products.
One unexpected thrill from this business has been seeing where some of the products wind up. Hollywood has become a repeat customer over the years.
If you watch Nicole Kidman's Cold Mountain, there are a number of scenes in the kitchen. Look for the speckled blue granny ware. Look for the wooden washboards, the clotheslines, the wooden wheelbarrows. The prop masters and art directors like to shop from Lehman's because we make it easy for them. We have the products in stock, and we can ship anywhere, and we know how to use them.
Today, over half of Lehman's customers are not Amish. They are customers who may live without electricity here in this country or overseas. Interestingly, you can purchase items from Lehman's over the internet these days. A lot of people without electricity, of course, can still get on the web, and that's one of the ways they connect with this store. Traveling the Countryside in Kidron, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and real estate auction for the Norbert Schmitz Estate Saturday, March 27th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 802 Cone Street in Axtell. Selling a 2004 Pontiac Bonneville four-door, 122,000 miles, 89 Chevy 1500 Scottsdale four-wheel drive pickup, original 105,000 miles, a refrigerator, electric stove, electric dryer and washer, 22 cubic foot chest freezer, 16 cubic foot refrigerator, four-piece Athens queen-size bedroom with trifold mirror, chest of drawers, nightstand, three-piece full-size bed, dresser with mirror, chest of drawers, treadmill, a stationary bike. Collectibles include an oak lighted curio corner cabinet, a few Crocs. Lawn and garden items include a John Deere 12.5 horse, 38-inch rotting mower, 5-horse, 20-inch tiller, Earthway cedar, trimmers, a .22 rifle, other miscellaneous items, plus real estate selling at noon. It's an all-brick, 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath, ranch-style home with attached 2-car garage with full basement, that sits on approximately 1 acre in the east part of Axtell. Dual access to the full basement, mostly unfinished. It has a kitchen with storage area and is plumbed for a fourth bathroom. The real estate sells at noon. Sale begins at 10 for the Norbert Schmitz Estate Saturday at 802 Cone in Axtell. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
Checking pH and oxygen levels in your pond after a drought may determine if it thrives. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Do what you can to balance the water chemistry as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Low water is just one problem your pond may have after a drought. Fisheries biologist Bob Lusk with Pond Boss magazine says one of the effects of low water is a growing concentration of minerals. As the water evaporates, these minerals throw off the pond's pH level, which can eventually harm the fish.
So if you've got limestone, for example, calcium carbonate in your soils, and it's dissolved into the water at 100 parts per million. When half the water dissolves, it's 200 parts per million. And when half that water dissolves, it becomes 400 parts per million. Then you get those really heavy spring rains, and it goes from 400 parts per million to 100. That can be a shock to the fish. It's the rapid change that can get them.
Lusk advises paying attention to water chemistry and talking with a professional on how to stabilize it if needed. During cooler months, the pond water is naturally able to hold on to more oxygen, and fish don't consume as much of it because they're cold-blooded. Plants provide oxygen to the water, but as the weather warms, it might get to the point where there are more consumers than producers.
The more fertile the water is, the more nutrients that are dissolved in it, and the warmer the water becomes, that's when there's a risk of oxygen depletion. You only need 15 minutes of low oxygen, and everything that needs oxygen to live can suffocate. So paying attention to oxygen is a big deal, especially as we move from the spring into the summertime months.
Consider aerating the pond if you think oxygen may become an issue. If there's electricity nearby, a bubbler that sits on the bottom will be very effective. Solar-powered and wind-driven aerators are non-electrical options. Learn more about how a drought can affect your pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us lay before the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. there.
Tried a new form of exercise or a fitness routine? Maybe you attempted a new diet and found that sticking to it was pretty difficult. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, in a lot of ways, building a financial strategy can feel a bit like incorporating a new workout routine or a diet into your life. Creating a good financial strategy requires you to go deep to understand the outcomes you're seeking and then incorporate the different tools and actions to help you get the results you're looking for. The best way to get started is by asking the right questions. Are your financial decisions aligned with your values and beliefs? Has money become a goal rather than a tool? Are you using your finances to live a life of purpose? Once you answer these questions, you can begin the next phase of finding the tools and solutions you need for your financial strategy. And if you need help, make sure you connect with a financial professional. Like any health and wellness routine, building and following a strategy requires consistency, dedication, and commitment. But it's worth it.
Farm women carry a heavy load and the stress that comes with it. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you found a seed lubricant that was better than the talc and graphite you've used for years, you'd want to use it, right? Let me point you to an innovative product called Dust, made from 100% U.S. soy. It's cleaner, safer, and it does the job. University tested and farmer proven in the field. Before you buy your seed lubricant for this planting season, visit lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Did you know there are laws that protect the health and safety rights of agriculture workers? And if you or a loved one is dealing with coronavirus, your rights may include required details about your job and pay, payment at the proper rate for every hour you work, safe transportation, and safe and clean housing. For more information and free help, call 866-4-US-WAGE or visit worker.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
2 years ago, the University of Minnesota Extension Women in Ag Network, the American AgriWomen, Minnesota AgriWomen District 11, and the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center started the Cultivating Resiliency Project. U of M Extension educator Megan Roberts says the project started with a questionnaire for farm women.
We found that women were wearing a lot of different hats. Respondents averaged 25 hours per week of physical farm work, 30 hours per week of off-farm work, volunteering, and 34 hours per week of child or elder care. And if you add all those numbers up, that actually is more than what someone could do in their waking hours.
Robert says a second questionnaire is up now to give Cultivating Resiliency organizers an update.
We definitely want to make sure that the resources and educational materials that we create are best suited to the actual needs of women in agriculture. We've been doing our webinar series now for over 2 years, and if we find out that folks want something that's a little bit different, we're going to definitely make sure that we meet those needs.
Search Cultivating Resiliency Questionnaire to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special cow sale Wednesday, March 31st, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs, followed by the cow calf pairs, the fall bred heifers, and then the fall calving cows. First calf heifers include 150 choice reputation black white face, and red Angus. First calf heifer pairs, they'll have 30 to 45 day old calves beside, plus 125 black cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old. They'll have fancy calves beside. We will have 100 black and sim Angus fall bred first calf heifers, and 650 black and red Angus fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old. They'll be coming from four dispersals. These cows are bred to high quality Angus, red Angus, and Charley bulls. For late August through October calving. Also offered will be 60 Angus replacement heifers, For more information on the special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, March 31st, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network. The Department of Agriculture's just announced multi-billion dollar pandemic assistance for producers efforts takes aim at gaps in earlier virus aid and restarts the popular coronavirus food assistance program. American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley says another $6 billion will go out through restarting of the coronavirus food assistance program.
Most farmers who have signed up previously for CFAP will not need to reapply. Congress was pretty prescriptive on those existing CFAP producers, allocating about $4.5 billion for some of our price, sugar, and flat rate crops. We expect those dollars to start flowing sometime in April. There's also a top-up of a little over $1 billion for our cattle producers.
Additionally, $500 million in aid will go out in late April through existing marketing, training, minority, and beginning farmer outreach, consumer nutrition, ag research, and farm stress programs. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at KSCorn.com. Northwest Kansas checking in at 42 to 44 degrees today. North Central Kansas, that's shade warmer, 44 to 46 degrees. The warmest is South Central Kansas, 47 to 50 degrees. Panhandle, Oklahoma, 43 to 45 degrees. The central section of Oklahoma is a tad warmer at 50 to 52 degrees. And the warmest area, of course, in Oklahoma is South Central and Southeastern Oklahoma, where those 2-inch soil temperatures are checking in at 54 to 56 degrees. And with the warmer temperatures predicted this weekend, we should see those soil temperatures continue to rise. Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Did you know that 1 out of every 3 mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA's top climate advisor, Robert Bonney, says agriculture and forestry are going to figure in any new climate commitments that the U.S. makes to cut greenhouse gas emissions. He says USDA has a lot to offer as you think about putting forward a target, referring to the potential for agriculture and forestry to help offset fossil fuel emissions. President Biden indicating he'll release a new U.S. commitment around the climate summit in April. White House hasn't said how far Biden will go, but environmentalists and others pushing the administration to pledge to slash U.S. emissions by half by 2030. The Paris Climate Agreement, aimed at reducing global emissions enough to limit increases in warming by 2 degrees Celsius by 2050, and many of the pledges corporations are making to cut the emissions in their supply chains are built around meeting that Paris target. Now, Bonney did not shed any new light on USDA's plans to start a carbon bank for agriculture, but said there could be a role for USDA in supporting credit prices by purchasing credits essential to retiring them.
One of the biggest questions around the carbon market is what to do about farmers who can't get credits for climate-friendly practices they've been using, like conservation and tillage and cover crops. And Bonnie said that question of how to reward those early adopters needs to be addressed. He said that's an area where a conversation with agriculture and forestry about how to do this is going to be really important. He wants to make sure the mix of incentives is done right. Republican Chuck Grassley of Iowa warned a staunch opposition from farm groups if early adopters cannot be rewarded in some way. Anything that's going to leave behind farmers that have already been doing that for a long time is unfair, he told reporters this week. Top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, John Boozman, said he's been working with Chairman Stabenow on changes for a key climate bill that's expected to be reintroduced shortly. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Some calves are orphaned simply because their mother won't accept them. Having a few tricks up your sleeve may help the mother and baby bond on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT Agrimax V-Flecto tires, because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher low capacity. BKT Agrimax V-Flecto, your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT, a long way to together.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Gives birth, her maternal instincts should kick in so she'll immediately tend to her baby. Unfortunately, some cows will reject their calf and not allow it to nurse. Michelle Arnold is a ruminant extension veterinarian at the University of Kentucky. She says most behaviors of cattle are mixtures of prior experience plus innate response.
We know that oxytocin, the hormone, initiates and drives most maternal behavior, and that is released when the cervix and the birth canal are stimulated and stretched. So we see this problem most often in heifers because of a combination of two things. They have less experience, and they also have a lower level of oxytocin released.
There's also the smell and taste of birth fluids that drives maternal behavior. If this process is interrupted, Arnold says, it increases the likelihood of mismothering. Calves that are weak are at risk of being rejected as her calves move to a different location because the cow can't visually follow it. If you see disconnect between cow and calf, there are some things to try.
Sometimes smearing the birth fluid across her muzzle and tongue and then onto the calf will stimulate her normal response. Using a strong smelling compound on the calf and in the cow's nose has always been a very popular method, using something like Vicks Vapor Rub or hairspray or vanilla.
Arnold says these things aren't proven, but may help when used in conjunction with penning the cow and calf together. You may also need to restrain the cow so the calf can nurse. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on cow-calf bonding at agriculture.com.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. After kind of a rocky start, Kansas City wheat has gone on a rally in the last couple of hours. May KC wheat up 5 1/4 at 572. July Kansas City wheat is up a nickel at 578. The other two wheat markets are showing signs of improvement as well. May corn is up 6 3/4. Make that up 7 now at 5.53 1/2. July corn is up 4 at 5.36 1/2. All the back months are in the green as well. Well, the soybeans still having some issues. May beans down 11 at 14.03 1/4. July beans down 10 1/4 at 13.94 1/4. The products remain mixed. May soybean meal up 90 cents at 405.50. July is up $1.20 at 406.60, while bean oil continues to have issues. May soybean oil is down 231 at 52.67. July is down 202 at 50.16. So mixed numbers in the soy complex. The beans themselves not doing well, but Kansas City wheat on quite a bit of a rally right now. Cotton is up sharply. May cotton is up 252 at 80.97. July cotton is up 245 at 81.97. Trying to gain back some of the losses over the last several days. Some of those big losses that we saw on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. In terms of the livestock complex, things look pretty good there all in all. We're looking at April live cattle up 47 at 120.02. June up 50 at 121.57. April feeder cattle up 72 at 144.95. May feeder cattle up 40 at 149.52. So everything looks looking good right now in the cattle complex. Hogs are doing nicely. April hogs up 92 at $100.60. May hogs up 227 at 101.10. So a good look there. And currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 233 points at 32,853. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Hey, Mom, put it down.
If there's ever been a spring to look forward to, it's this one. So when that first bluer-than-blue blue sky day hits, we're going for a drive. And whether it's the really, really long way to the store or a short road out of town, the windows will be down and the radio will be up. Michelin wants to help you rediscover the open road. Between March 17th and April 5th, get up to $120 total savings via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new select Michelin passenger or light truck tires. $70 tire rebate on all tire lines, plus $50 service rebate on Michelin Cross Climate 2 and Pilot family of tires. Offer valid March 17th to April 5th, 2021.
Take advantage of this limited time offer at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
See www.michelinman.com/promotions for complete details. Offer expires 4/5/2021. Void where prohibited.
When the great outdoors gets too up close and personal, call Matt Smith to help at 713-9088. When you have an unwanted furry visitor, like a raccoon, possum, bat, skunk, beaver, or even a scaly, slithery one like a snake where it doesn't belong, don't stress. Call 713-9088 to have it quickly and professionally removed. Don't waste your time and energy. Just call Matt at 713-9088 and the mischief is managed.
KNDY.
Squirrel City's classic country. AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.